נעשה כי הם חיינו ואירך יומנו ובהם נהג יום ולילה. כי הם חיינו ואירך יומנו ובהם נהג יום ולילה. When a person could come to the real Akore, to the matter of Vohem Nege Yemum Velaylo, when a person feels his relationship to the Torah is Ki Hem Chayeinu V'Oirech Yomeinu, when a person will feel the closeness to the Torah like Ki Hem Chayeinu V'Oirech Yomeinu V'Meile Uvohem Nege Yemum Velaylo. Rabbi Akiva told Papus HaRosho, when the Roimoyim made a gzeira not to learn Torah, Rabbi Akiva was Yoshev V'Doyresh Kehilois, and he told him, you're not scared they will kill you. And Papus HaRosho said, you're not scared. So Rabbi Akiva has a dogim shebayam. So the shoe, the fox told him, come out. They told him, if inside the water we're scared, we'll go out of the water. This is our life. So let's start before what I want to speak about. We should call it Ashkofe. And I see a lot of Bachan have the wrong Ashkofe. I think in our generation, will be a Zag Zeira that if you learn, they kill you. So what would be the, what you would advise a supervisor, what you would advise someone? So don't be stupid and go outside and learn, they will kill you. You know, hi, wait, how many years they could stay? 20 years, 30 years? In the meantime, teach 20 Talmidim good halachas, Rabbi Akiva. So take 20 young, clever people, give them over the Torah. Mirat Hashem. Now you learn outside, they'll come in 5 minutes, they'll kill you. What is the point of good? Be a bit smart, a bit clever. What? Rabbi Akiva says, Torah is my life. I go outside, I sit and learn, and if they want, they'll kill me. And they came and they killed them, and it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would hide. What happened to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva didn't hide. But you yoshev and makil kehilas veloy metayra barabim. We don't have this ashkofe. We make cheshbonos the whole time. I'm not saying it's up to the gdol ador a lot of times to decide. No. Take them to the camp, take it easy here, teach them like that, teach. Eventually they will learn. No, eventually. Ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. Now I'm learning Yechkenish on them. And you don't make cheshbonos. Again, the Gdol HaDor will decide when we have to and when we don't have to. People come a lot of times with cheshbonos. It's kidai emo molun daf ayoymi b'chap narayim. It's a new dog. People are doing the klalis hops. People don't know enough gemores. They make you learn daf ayoymi here, you learn all different zachas. Nothing. The Gdol will decide what yes and what not. Nothing. It's for sure important to learn daf ayoymi. But a person has to sit and learn, not make cheshbonos. Listen, I'm not learning, I'm starting learning the even bus will come in a race, no, I'll chap a shtigal hespik, I'll chap. Tell you to sit and learn because ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu. The person will understand. What's made ki hem chayeinu v'oirech yomeinu? This is our life. I said already a couple times, the Taz. The Taz says, Mordechai, Hilchot Tzedakah, Mordechai HaTzadik was number 3 in the Sanhedrin. After the Maaseh of the Megillah, he was number 7. Why he was moved down from number 3 to number 7? Zag the Taz, Shem the Medrash, because the Chachamim told him, Vaistos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like you learning. Because if he would like you learning, he would let someone else to be Mordechai HaTzadik, and you will sit and learn. Vaistos, Hashem doesn't like in a gewisse amount you learning, so Hashem wants, instead of learning, you will be Mordechai HaTzadik. Now I want to explain what is Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai HaTzadik is, number one, you have people, they have a schus, and all the new gemaras, Eis V'Hodah, belongs to them. In the Shemayim, they think they will have a schus. Some people, they made a lot of a building, Beisholem, and they have a schus. Some person supports the whole yeshivas, the whole seminary, the whole Rosh Hashanah. Mordechai HaTzadik, b'schus him, Yatz Klal Yisrael is living. Every Mishnah Brura that was made, it's because of Mordechai HaTzadik. Every gemara, what do you say? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it anyway. Mordechai helped. Every money that you give is all there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning to give to the yeshiva. You, the shliach. Mordechai and Esther, they went to the Achashverosh and they asked and they gave money and the Klal Yisrael and the support and they killed. What's the difference between a person who's a fest to ask and he does it? Or he believes that he does it? Hashem does it. He's asking. He goes to the government, he gets money from the yeshivas, he's Mesaber. All with every schus. Sometimes a person has a good feeling, you know, these five families, I was Makarev. On my plate is their Yiddish guy. Mordechai has not five families, billions of families. Everyone is on his name. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zoyt Chazal, if Hashem would like Mordechai's Torah very much, if he would make Mordechai to learn, someone else would do it. The schus of learning is much more than all of that. But Hashem loves Mordechai, so he gave him to be the schus, to save God's Kodesh. It is a small schus. Learning is much a bigger schus like the Taz. We don't have a musig. What is the chashivus of Teicha? What's meant to him chayenu va'irich yomeinu? The person doesn't understand. I want to say the other part of it. The person has 20 people dying in front of him and he could save them. And the other option is to sit and learn and someone else will save them. So we said, you mechuyuv to let someone else to save them. Yochal asas al de'achayim. Right? You're not allowed to mafsik. There's 20 people dying outside. And I'm telling you, I'm going to save them. You could sit and learn. He said, no, I also want to come. You're not allowed to come. Yochal asas al de'achayim. You're not allowed to stop. Why? Because learning is more important. Now I want to ask you. Now there's no 20 people outside. And you have an extra hour. And you didn't learn in that hour. You're more guilty from a person that left 20 people to die. If 20 people have to be saved outside, we'll tell you it's better to learn from saving the 20 people if someone else could save them. So when you have an hour of learning and you didn't learn that hour, you missed that hour of learning. You're worse. We don't understand. This is our highest. This is our life. We don't have nothing else. We don't have an ander azach. Chavetz Chaim gave a mashal. Mahatz Chaim good. So there's a car. A car. You know, inside the car, you need to put gas. Petrol. It doesn't smell so good. If you try one, it doesn't smell so good. Especially some places, you have to stop yourself today in the new places, and you help yourself, and then your hands get a bit dirty. We tell a person, chaval to put gas inside, petrol inside. Coke is much tastier. Coffee, it's a mamish givaldik, smells with gishmak. I'll put coffee inside, I'll put Coke inside. Nice, tasty. I'll tell you, I taste the petrol. Shreiklach. Pepsi is givaldik. What happens? Garnish. Zag de Chafetz Chaim, das de zelbe zag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Borosi yetzerore, Borosi lo toiro tafle. You have a yetzerore, we have a nice car. And the yetzerore stops it to go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a little bit of Teira in the tank, it will start to move. So, no, Teira, I need to rest tonight. I need to sleep in the morning a little bit. I'll wake up 11 o'clock, I'll feel good, I can learn better. I need to take a walk in the afternoon. I'm still going to schmooze a little bit for half an hour to fresh myself on the telephone. You know, just to let my mind a little bit in between the snakes so that I feel comfortable all different zachen. Yeah, I need to know, just a bit, you know, it's a bit too tense. A bit too tense. This is exactly like a person says, hey, my car is not going. I will put a little bit of Coke inside. Maybe I'll make it to move. You tell him to put gas. Gas, I tell you, I can't taste it. I can't eat it. Same thing this person says, I can't learn. I'm telling you, a rest will make it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the car, and he says, "Bo im pagach b'chol menuvol ze, mashchayu lebeis hamedrash." And you think, man? They say the mashal, one of the mafarshim brings a mashal. A person is laying in his house. He suffers on his heart, on his kidneys, on his blood, on his sugar, and pomazachim. He has asthma. Yes, he has a young son that comes every week, gives him every day, gives him the medicines. But then, after 10 hours, he's gone. One day, his son didn't come because it's cold outside. Man, it's freezing. He's laying inside his house under the blanket. He said, his son doesn't come. 1 hour, he starts to get dizzy. He knows the medicines and mashallah. It's so cold in the house. He crumbles under the blanket. You know, he starts to shake. You know, it's only 2 hours without the medicine. And the medicine is in the shell. Yeah, but it's freezing. He puts his socks up under the blanket. So he's going to bow him. Crumbles, you know, muras are inside yourself as the bird. And like this, he lays until he dies. Because he doesn't want to go outside. It's cold a little bit. Whenever sugar is cold, you know, you will pass another couple of hours inside your bed, you'll die. Because Baruch Hu tells you, Chayenu v'Oirech Yomeinu. Thus is the level. This helps against the Yitzhahara. This gives the Gishmak. I don't see it. I don't see it. So this person says, it's cold outside. I can't go out. It's cold. So I say, stay inside and die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kehem Chayeinu V'Erech Yameinu. And we say, yeah, but... But I had a ma'aser doing Gemara. No, doing Gemara Choshev, Gemara Nishida, he wants to go out to work. He feels that. He's capable of learning, it's not going. It's going, he's learning good, but he's not becoming Hashka Behar. And he feels he needs to become something. So in the money field, he has a feeling that he'll become a billionaire. I don't know why. I made up one of the first that bring me the proofs where the jobs that he can take, that can make so much money before. What is the plan? And then we'll discuss it. Because back and forth, I'm having a week with him. Hashir and Gimah. So yeah, then, you know, Zani Yitzhahara's book. He will leave it then. I know he will leave it. I have to know. So, why are you pushing him off and I push him off? I thought, I don't understand. You're scared, you're not scared? I don't know. But you know, Lama Zogin, you'll decide that you could work. Lama Zogin, you could have learned all of your life. Doesn't make a difference how much Torah you will support. You come upstairs, into Gehenna. You're not scared. I'm scared. You know how much Gehenna is? We buy cars full with fire, and then we'll come. And they say, you know who told him to go to work? Nissen Kaplan. And I have a pachad. I have a pachad. You want me to... I can answer you, Sato Shaila. I tell you to work. All of your life, you're working at my Gehenna. I don't want it. Moshe, sometimes a bacher goes away for Shabbos. I prefer that he doesn't ask me. And maybe at the chelitz, he has to. Well, I tell him, go away for 2-3 days rest. If he needs to rest, Givaldik for his learning. If he doesn't need, I need a Gehenna. If 1 hour is not learning, decide it on your own. I'm not saying, a moment's good. Or you see a bacher comes back and he got a fish right. It's going to be Givaldik that he went away. It's good that he went away. But I'm saying, people have to understand what is the hours of learning. A bacher comes over to you from a different yeshiva. You know, he's half on drugs with 5 friends and does in the end. And you feel how much a mitzvah you're in the caravan. You know, all these bacher have these mitzvahs, very nice mitzvahs. So mechazik, you had a bacher, you know, a bissel. Could be. All of that is a mitzvah. Small mitzvah. But why not sometimes, 12 o'clock in the night, oh, I want to have 1 hour of learning. Chaparai no chasha. Why we don't have it? We don't understand. We're not living kihem chayeinu v'ayach yomim. If a person will manage to speak to himself, teiras kihem chayeinu v'ayach yomim. Kihem chayeinu v'ayach yomim. This is teira. This is the mahus of teira. If a person will feel like that, will have that feeling, that Havana, Uvahem Ne'egeyen of life. He will not stop learning. He will not stop learning. It'll be so easy for him to learn. I want to tell you, it's a Metzias. Torah has a Bazugda Gishmak. Because Baruch Hu promises, Parati Yitzharore Barasi La Torah Tavli. Can't be that the Torah Tavli is that when you learn, you don't have a gishmak. You just have to give it a chance. And you have to know the chance is not weeks. The chance is days. Days. Had a bacher. Had a samaisa. And couldn't help him, b'chlal. I taught him for 4 days, learn 2 siddurim of 6 hours, beretzifus. 9 till 3, daven mincha, eat, rest a little bit, 4 till 10, 5 till 11, and then no davening in the middle of the 6 hours. 6 hours. After a couple of days, everything went away. Okay, then he started, became a normal bachur, but he went out of it. Teir is a mitzias. I said it already once. I said it a lot of times. Teir shaloi lishma ba lishma. We have a mistake. You know, we learn shaloi lishma, and we don't see that it becomes lishma. And it bothers us. Why it doesn't become Lishma? Some of the goes to eat pizza. When he eats pizza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not will make mitoch that he eats pizza, he will learn. The person learns Shalei Lishma, mitoch Shalei Lishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises will be Lishma. אתה שולל לשמוע את רבי לשמוע. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu promise. A person has to learn Torah like Yehem Chayeinu Va'irach Yomeinu. That way, Kedogim Shebeyam Zok Rav Akiva. We can't stop for a second. It's more dangerous for me not to learn. A person that learns like that, he doesn't get up in the middle of Seder. That's not that you sit in a bachim and Seder. You know, every half an hour, they check themselves if they need to the toilet. I don't know, but I know that I went to all these weddings of these boys. No, during the wedding, they never went out once. So I think in the wedding, you eat more than during the Seder. Or maybe when they go outside to buy drinks, and what's the pshat in there? You don't go out. It's all being said. It's not Yom Chayeinu to you. It's not Yom Chayeinu. A person takes his phone with him the whole time. Just in case the world is going to destroy, he'll be on call. You know, they have, I read now in one of the newspapers, all these big parliaments, you know, every country they have these, they like, try to make law that you're not allowed to bring a telephone inside, you know, disturbs. He's sitting in there now. Who could call you? A friend? So you're not available. No. Chas v'shalom. Then you say, no, kiyem chayinu v'ayinu. I need to have a phone with a pager with all these shmatas on me. All time to write, to mark. That's mishugas. But kiyem chayinu v'arich yomeinu v'em neger imam v'layla. It will not happen. It will never happen like this. How it will happen? What will make it to happen? What will make it to happen? A person has to be hate clapping the learning. Hachitzoinius moireres esapnimius. Hachitzoinius moireres esapnimius. I want to ask you a serious shayla tonight. Now we'll finish at 7 o'clock. Before. From 7 o'clock, this 12 o'clock tonight is 5 hours. But be honest with yourself. It takes Lama Zogan an hour to eat. Yeah? You know, that no one looks here that eats so much. Lama Zogan, you eat for an hour. I don't know if where you can eat for an hour. Yeah? Maybe you buy food. Lama Zogan takes an hour to eat and 20 minutes to daven. So you have three and a half hours. Remember what I'm telling you now. 3.5 hours. I want every one of you tonight, 12 o'clock, to speak to himself. How much he learned from 7 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Not if he sat in the stand there and he got up and he left and he got up and he opened his Gemara and 9 o'clock he came, he just went out to check something. And 9:30, you know. If no one texts him, so he texts 2 or 3 people, actually he'll get back to us and things will start to move. In one night. So you're not Nachshin Teire. So don't expect. I heard from the Manch Terosh. He came to speak in the mirror. And he said, it was packed before the Bismarck was big. It was packed, people standing in each other. I was still the ceiling. And he came late for 20 minutes. He came late. Everyone was waiting 20 minutes, maybe 10 minutes he was late. Remember, he came in and really said that he's sorry that he was late. He was in the top of someone from the Pekuach Nefesh. And I'll bet that everyone will say before he starts at Rosh Ha'areni Meichel and Abitl Teire and the time that Ailam was sitting and waiting here. He didn't start fiddling on Ailam like a shekel noise as on Ailam HaMeichel. And then he said, how a person could say Azaz Shekel? Em Chayeinu, Vayach Yomeinu, Vem Negi, Avalailu, Vem Mista Shakrim. Vem Mista Shakrim. Vem Mista Shakrim. How a person could say Azazach? Vem Mista Shakrim. He said, "Ein echna. Efshe de bismashakim. Efshe de bismashakim." So, "Deiber shkoyim leika." So, "Daven ta Hashem b'nai." Kadosh Baruch Hu, make it to be by Mikiyam Chayim Levar Yochimim. Give me the Gishma. Make it to be by Mikiyam Chayim Levar Yochimim. Please, make it to be by Mikiyam Chayim Levar Yochimim. Pamele Negeyam Avelayim. A person has to give himself. Achitzoinias Moiras Esapnimis. Start to behave ki'ilu it's Kiyam Chayeinu. Ki'ilu it's important to you like Kiyam Chayeinu v'Yerich Haneinu. It's a pellet. a bracha is already taking well as ben hazmanim. It's not like chazak. 8 weeks, 8.5 weeks. Because well, if you take a 4 week, so it's 6, and the week before it's 5. You know, it's a bad chazak. How the head of bracha works. Okay, now the bracha is sitting here. But there must be on you these kind of bracha. How much I could not learn? Because this week before I don't have to learn, and then it's the end of the week. Okay, so we start. It's 1 week. I'm going early chas, the end of chas, his chas, and my chas, and then I'll solve cheshbonos. I want to have a guy of 2 weeks. I want to have 2 months. The whole Elul is a man is a man. When you come with a ganze fresh get to Elul, no, it's not a ganze Elul. You have to know. Al ha'koyl yavi alagim b'mishpo. Al ha'koyl. Al ha'koyl yavi alagim b'mishpo. Every hour would need a cheshbon. I read once in a story in a place, and the goyen, I don't remember the name of the shtot, the goyen came to the shtot, and the goyen, everyone was looking, you know, in the window to see the goyen, and the goyen overslept 2 minutes. And the goyen gizok, kubne, I don't know, mishlaf, and all the people in the shtot felt bad. The goyen overslept 2 minutes. And when the goyen was on the way back, he got up 2 minutes earlier to fix that he slept over 2 minutes. He had people oversleep a couple hours. We don't understand. You think the Goyim will be a different cheshbon from us? I have to tell you one yesod, and it's a mistake in all of the bachurim. And then this is the pachad, the eima. You were sick once. I was dealing now with apol bachurim, choshev bachurim. Not from your crowds, bichlal, you don't know them. Very choshev bachurim, but you know, they became the kind, learn the hair, all different maestros. Amol, you were sick. You laying in bed, Amol, for 2-3 days. Yeah? Maybe even this week you're sick, maybe. What? You're sick. When you lay in bed and you're sick, the Yitzhahara leaves you, or the Machshav Esroes Kum Eichem. The Machshav Esroes don't leave. Not when you're sick, there's no Machshav Esroes. You dive and you say, Ebi Shem Bekavonet. No. We have one mistake. The thing when we're sick, the Yitzhahara from the container doesn't exist. And I'm sick. Now when I'm feeling good, I can say Yitzhahara to Shmuz in the middle of Seder. But today I got up with a headache. Because Baruch Hu has a computer there, he called headache, 10 minutes rest, you know. Would you think, oh, it's such a headache, I have to rest? That's the day it's a whole, he makes it. You think he doesn't have a right to make it? No, because now I'm sick. So I could think that I'm sick, so he doesn't have a right to tell me that I have to sleep more. Not the time you sleep, you need to sleep an hour and you can go out of this marriage. But you need to take it easy. That's the Yetzer Hara. I've done the gates of Gehenna. No, I'm actually not feeling good. Why you believe yourself that you're not feeling good? The Yetzer Hara Machshav Esroes is Erkund. When you're sick. To read dirty books, he works when you're sick. I'll have bad zachen, he works. But I'm sick now. These 2 days I'm sick. Kishbaruch will say, Gehenna. From the head down, the feet up. I just don't hang you up in Gehenna for these hours. There's no shame about it. There's no tzad. There's no tzad that they will not do it to you. A person can be sick for 2 days not to open a sefer. I'm sick. He reads newspapers, he reads books. He's sick. This is the kach of the Yitzhahara. We don't understand that we have a Yitzhahara there. I was thinking about Chosha Bachar, he had a problem. He learned Tamach, and he can't chap, he can't read now. I thought you think you don't have a Yitzhahara now? And the Zachar, the Yitzhahara works. If you think, and Tamutera, you take can't learn now? Nishra Zazar. Yitzhahara has the right to make you all of these feelings. Chkenish Lernen, I'm too sick, I need to rest, I'm too tired. I want to tell you more from that. It's already getting late. Ask a shayla. A person, is a base of Avedizorech, and he jumps into the base of Avedizorech, and he touches Avedizorech. He jumps into the base of his noose, and he does noose. It's mamish ha'ayres. You know, he's a roof, jump in from the roof, then you start. It's not. No one told you to jump in. Following the marshal, someone's sitting and learning. And the man is learning, decides, you know, okay, he takes a knife and chops off his hand. Ambulance in hospitals for a year. He was sitting in the container or not? Yes or no? About it, yes. He caused himself not to learn for a year. He didn't learn Michal Yudel Efkovich. Someone was stays up by night and schmoozes and he can't learn tomorrow. He's tired. For all of these hours that he's tired, he goes to Gehenna. He's not shy about it. He's not shy about it. We are not machshiv what is hours of learning. Even if a person thinks, it's not mentioned parnasa, it's a ganze teira, avoido, mit alle nicht gute Sachen, When you're being a businessman, or you're being a man 25, and you decide it's time to work, maybe the excuse will be a good excuse. Hashem will tell you, I'm sorry, it's not the emes. When you're a yeshiva boch and you could have learned the whole day, you didn't learn. So for all of your life, you have it. The person, when he could have learned, learns the ganze Zeit, then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oy, nes parnose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not true. Even if you didn't work, you would not learn the whole day. So you don't get an excuse. It's not so comfortable to hear. It's not gishma. It's not enjoyable. I'm not pushing up in these things. But there's nothing more to do. After Merve Esrin, this is what we will meet. Mevil or Mevil Nish? Aber das was wir sagen. So let me happen in Davinen. Ki hem chayenu v'ayuchimen. I'm asking a favor. From 8 o'clock by night, tonight, everyone to think to himself, everyone, I will meet you during the week, I will ask you, how much you learn from now to 12 o'clock by night? Don't check yourself the whole day. One night. No, if I learn too much, I'll be tired tomorrow. Say that. But I want to hear that you went to sleep 10 o'clock. But anyway, you'll be sleeping. Everyone here will be sleeping after 12 o'clock tonight. Maybe Khabib not. What? Everyone will go to sleep there. Everyone goes to sleep. After 12 o'clock. Love is it. Be for Shabbos. Love is it. Be for Shabbos. This is the Mitzvah.